You are now listening to a member of the Disney Podcast family. Head over to Disney Podcast Family on Instagram to see all the latest posts for this show and links to other great Disney podcasts.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Chris, and you're listening to a podcast that believes in dreams, that places trust in the magic of imagination, that is always the first star to the right, and where the light in the window is always on. Join as we discuss the views from Walt's apartment.
Oh, poor Megan, you're the only female here tonight.
That's okay.
Welcome to Walt's Apartment Live. It is Wednesday night. We're so excited to have the show. We have Megan with us, and we have Joey, and we have Lewis, and we're going to have a good time. Hey, we all like Disneyland, so we'll talk a lot about Disneyland. How's that sound tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so let's get into this.
No, we're talking about Knott's.
Knott's Berry Farm, gosh darn it. Lewis, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good. It's Wednesday. I'm stoked to be here.
It is Wednesday. We're excited. Joey, how are you doing, buddy?
Good. Just barely made it in. It's hump day, so let's do this.
Me and I was trying to make Lewis laugh during when the music plays. I was dancing down by my, because you can't see us, and down, and he was totally laughing his ass off. But and then Joey and Megan popped in during the thing. So speaking of Megan, 200,000 followers. You're like right there. Like, I'm just going to say 200,000 and 19 million likes on TikTok. Miss Megan, the magical millennial, is back. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. It's good to be back. I haven't seen you.
Absolutely. I think last time we were on, I was sick or something, something happened where you didn't have a show, but I'm good to see you. You've been to Walt Disney World since we've been gone.
Yes.
We're going to just talk about, I'm just going to have some fun tonight, and I have some cool topics. Oh, you got a good night. All right. But Megan, how are you? How you been?
Been good. Busy, but good. I feel like I'm not working, then I'm at Disney or doing something.
I saw you last night. You were having a very good time with your drink. You and Sarah were having some drinks. I'm like, man, that looks like a good time. That little community that y'all have down there, it's so fun to see. Like, I mean, I'm 800 miles away, so I don't go all the time, but to see, like, Sarah's on there a lot, and I think she's there like every day, pretty much, it seems like.
Yes, yeah, she's there every day streaming, yeah.
And it's so cool, and she's very positive, and I love like her positivity, like the wishing well thing. When I'm up late, I'm like, oh, that is so cool. She takes that time, and you're like, damn, you're like talking to me. That's, you know, but you know, she's talking to her, but yeah,
absolutely.
The community you guys have is so cool and so much fun. But
thanks.
How's life on TikTok?
It's good.
It's still here, so that's good. So
it's still here. Yeah. You know, thank goodness. So yeah, still making content and having fun with it, and looking forward to, I guess, summer, which is crazy that it's almost summer already.
I know.
But yeah, our friend group also is, they're amazing, and I'm very lucky to have met so many good people.
Yeah, it's so much fun to watch. You can see who's with who, and I'm like, okay, these are they're all good people too.
Great.
The beard guy, I want to hang out with him. The bibbidi bobbidi beard, I want to just
I want to
party with him. So I mean, he just seems like the coolest guy ever.
He's so fun. He's really really fun and has so much like great Disney knowledge too.
Yeah,
he's awesome.
And then you have is it Beastly?
Beastly.
I love, yeah. Like I said, your crew of people is great, and I love watching you guys. So. We're glad to have you on here. It's so much fun to have you on here on our show. And yeah, you've been really busy. Like I said, you were at Walt Disney World. You're into tennis. So you were like some tennis match. We haven't been on for like 2 months, it feels like, I think.
Yeah.
So.
Oh my gosh, that's right. Yes. Yeah, we did the.
You were in Vegas.
I was in Vegas last week.
You ran into Samantha, who was supposed to be on with us tonight, but she had to step out the last minute because she got pulled into a double shift. But she was very excited and wanting to come on. But she says, I feel bad. And I'm like, no, don't feel bad. She's like, but I'm like, you have to make money. So she's like, well, yeah, money's a big thing.
All right.
But it was funny. I saw her story, and as she's walking, she's, oh my God, she's here. She's here. I know she's here right now. And then all of a sudden it goes up the camera and it's you. I'm like, holy shit.
That's
So good to have you here. I want to thank our Patreons really quick, and we're going to get into the stuff here. We have our Patreons of Derek, Robin, Sam, sorry, Discord Apparel, Matt, Aiden, David, Marianne, my mom, Josh, and Jennifer, the number one, very first Patreon. Thank you guys for being part of our Patreon. If Sam was here, she'd tell you how to do that. Just go on patreon.com, look up Walt's Apartment of Disney Podcast. If you want to help support us, please do. We love it. So shout out to Getaway Today. I've been listening to Disney Universe podcast because I moved, so I get to drive now and listen to podcasts. So shout out to everyone. Yeah, shout out Disney Universe podcast for and to Getaway Today and Designer Park Co., who has the coolest bags. Have you seen those bags, Megan, the Designer Park Co. bags?
I think I have, yes. Yeah.
A little bit bigger than like a lounge fly.
And yeah.
They're designed to hold your ears and stuff. They're pretty cool.
Yeah.
Really. You're with Getaway Today now?
I did an event with them.
That's I saw you were posting and sharing their stuff. They're awesome.
Yeah, they are really awesome. They we did the Haunted Mansion Airbnb with them.
Well, how was that?
So cool. Oh my gosh. I didn't know a house could look like that.
Yeah. There's so much cool stuff down there in that area. Have you seen the house that has like Disneyland in the backyard?
Yes. Okay. I've seen that. I think I've had a friend visit that one. There's also a Pixar house. There's like a Star Wars house somewhere. They're amazing.
The Disneyland backyard one is crazy because it's like they have like the people, like the skyline going down the side of the house. And like, it's the whole map of the park. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Is there a train that goes around the house?
They have a train that goes around the park.
Okay, yeah. That works.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's the whole backyard is like a scale model of Disneyland, which is cool. Oh, Jennifer says, Sean, I got my books already from the folks that were on last week. Awesome. Right on.
I got to get mine.
Facebook user, Sean Williams. Yes, that's my last name. Megan Joey Lewis, I've returned. So not sure who that is. Again, Facebook user. Sam would have to tell you how to make your name show because I don't know how. So it's something on one of our groups. You click on StreamYard, allow them to like your name.
It's the Behind the Lamp group, I believe.
Behind the Lamp group, if you click on that. But
yes,
I'm excited to have Megan here. Megan, since you're the only female here, we're going to let you run this show. Tell us what's happening at Disneyland right now.
Oh gosh. Okay. So let's see. My brain goes immediately to food. There are a lot of food items and a lot of things have, kind of shifted around a little bit. So like Maurice's Treats no longer has the bagel twist or the churro gears, sadly. But the bagel twist has moved to Edelweiss Snacks. Maurice's Treats has a whole new menu. There's a lot new like spring seasonal items at each spot you go to, essentially each like quick service spot. Throughout the park, both parks. And then, let's see, we got going on right now. Splash Mountain's closing pretty soon, which is that's happening. Yep. It's exciting that we got Tiana's Bayou Adventure coming next year. Get your rides in while you can. It's closing last day is May 30th.
Lewis will be there.
I will be there.
Oh, nice, nice.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to get one more. I need to write. I haven't even been on it since they announced that. Let's see. We got Star Wars night happened recently.
Oh yeah. You went to that.
I did. I went to the first night. It was very nice. A friend just had an extra ticket and, allowed me to go and see it all. And it was a lot better than I have seen in previous years.
That's what I've heard.
Really good job this year. Yeah. Well,
we had on Richard and Sarah from Skywalking. From Neverland podcast last week, and they huge Star Wars. And they said it was one of the best ones that they've been to.
And yeah.
What was your highlight of it? Because I know they had some cool different, like Luke and Leia were there.
Yeah.
Queen Amidala was there.
I think the surprise characters were probably the best part. Seeing Anakin at season four, Luke and Leia were not scheduled to be there with R2 over at Launch Bay. I love the fireworks too. I like that they start with like the Mandalorian theme. I think that's really cool. Mm-hmm. Also the Cantina band playing on the raft that like goes across the river, and they were up on the Golden Horseshoe. They had just a lot more cool photo ops. Mandalorian was out in Galaxy's Edge this year, so that was cool. They just did a really good job in like streamlining the lines and everything. It wasn't like wait for one character, so that was nice.
Tyler said he was asking you last night on your live when you were coming back on.
Oh, that's right. Hi, Tyler.
I see. I popped in and said, hey, Megan. I popped in and said, hey, Megan. And then I get bored. I'm not going to lie. Now that I get bored, I don't have like the focus to sit and watch that. So I just go.
I've got to do the same thing on like other people's lives. I just say hi.
Yeah. Courtney said it was so much. Courtney was there last week as well. Johnny says, hey, Sean Lewis with the Muppets Mayhem. I hope it leads to a Muppet verse where Disney Plus with new shows, movies for the Muppets. What do you guys think? I cannot wait for them. When's the Muppets come out? Isn't it like
it's out? Today?
Is it, was it, okay, I'm gonna have to watch that.
When I believe it came out all in one big lump. I believe so. It's like 10 episodes.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Of Muppet greatness. I can't wait.
Okay. I didn't mean to cut you off, Megan. Back to Disneyland. Does it still smell like fire in Nillerin Square?
So I was so devastated because I was on that.
Right.
I woke up. It was 1 a.m. when that was happening.
Mm-hmm.
I was asleep. That news, I wanted to cry. I was so.
I get it.
I can't watch those videos without feeling so like devastated. I was.
It was terrible. That was a terrible. It's been around forever, and it's just. Right?
Yeah, and I love that. That's my favorite part of the show, and I felt bad for, like, the Imagineers and stuff. It just happened so quickly. Like, it was just done.
And it was just gone. It wasn't like they could save it. It was just like, literally it's just the arm with the mouth on it left. And it's finally gone now. I guess they got it all underground and that they took down the scrim today. So it's the stage is back up. So maybe we'll see it soon. Probably B mode for a while, I'm assuming.
It'll be B mode for a while. I'm glad no one was hurt or anything.
No doubt.
I bet there was a lot of chaos underneath the stage too.
I couldn't even imagine what it was like under there. Mickey's probably like, holy shit, get me out of here. Cause they probably dropped him down there. Yeah. He's like, what the hell, man?
Give me out.
Cause they showed in one of the videos, the fire's going and Mickey's standing there and he just goes underground. I'm like, why'd they drop him underneath the ground? Why didn't he like go behind set or something? They dropped him where the fire is dropping into.
It's probably hard to see with that mask on. Like,
yeah.
In the dark.
Yeah.
He was like trip or something, yeah.
Because he's a suspect too. No, I was actually waiting for like a TikTok or a reel of like a Mortal Kombat mashup, like flawless victory. But
yeah, it was it was the same thing with me. I got a text like at 11:30 at night, and it was a video, and it's just burning up, and then all of a sudden it says the show's canceled for technical reasons, and then they just kick on the New Orleans Square music. Yeah. While it's burning. I'm like, this is the coolest. This is sad, but cool. Cause they're just playing the music like nothing happened.
No, there was a moment where you could see it like really, really caught fire. And there was like a mini like explosion that came out. Like so scary.
There's that video clip that came out where like the animatronic itself was still doing its actions. And when Murphy would actually
fire.
And it's like through its throat and there's a meme going around. It's spitting fire. And then it cuts to those old tobacco commercials, and I'm like, I'm done. The internet is horrible.
It was, and then there's the one guy down there with like a hose trying to put it out. I'm like, bro, you better move, man.
You're there with buckets in the river. You should have played the Hellfire song from Hunchback.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
So what else we got happening at Disneyland? There's half of Fantasyland closes in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Which is absolutely crazy.
I know. We had a lot of rides closed. Like Thunder closed for a little bit. It's back open. Matterhorn is closed. And then we have Toads. That building over there. Toads. I think Alice. And then there's a few rides that are going to be.
And Peter Pan.
And, yeah.
It's all the same building. Have you heard what happened there? Do you know why? Or have you heard anything?
No. I don't know.
I just heard speculation that they said there might be some weather damage or something because it's all in the same
building. I've heard. And Alice and Toad is only closed down for like 10 days.
Oh, really?
Peter Pan, though, there's no return date so far.
That's just crazy that Splash Mountain closes on the 30th. That all closes like the 3rd. Mm-hmm. And then Matterhorn is still, it won't be back up to like the 6th. So it's just crazy that they have so many.
Ariel, Mr. Triton, is going away for a little bit.
What?
Yeah, Ariel closes the same day as Peter Pan, Alice, and Toads closes.
Oh, wow. In June.
If you follow Megan, you know she's got she's got.
That's why I said Mr. Triton.
Mr. Triton.
Yeah.
I think it's so funny how your followers like just send you videos of that exact part all the time. But go ahead. What else you got?
What else? I did have something and it completely slipped my mind. I guess we got Pride Night coming up on June 13th.
That's so cool. Like, yeah.
Really cool.
Are you going?
Yeah, I'm going on 13.
Nice.
And then we're still waiting on to hear. I guess Oogie Boogie tickets, they usually sell in June. So hopefully the announcement is coming out soon.
Yeah. We'll
see what dates it's going to go on sale. But other than that, that is about it from over there.
That's the one issue. I have some issues with Disney, but that's one of the bigger ones, is that they say something's going to happen, but like, people don't just have, you know, if you're going for, six people or five people, that's $1,000 to go to Oogie Boogie. Mm-hmm. You just don't have that lying around somehow. Oh, by the way, they come out Thursday. You know what I mean? So get ready. And if you don't get them, then you're not going to get them because it sells out so quick.
That's even how the Magic Key, every time they reopen it up, and because I'm waiting for the next. But it's always like the week at, you know, before I get paid. I'm like,
right.
And they're out for tomorrow for 3 hours. I was like,
whoa. Can't you do payments, Joey?
Well, yeah, but you got to do like a down
payment. The initial.
Oh, it's
plus the bills, you know.
Give us like, hey, like next month on this date, so they're going to go on sale, you know. I think
land, for some reason, we're the king or queen of last minute notices. Mm-hmm. A little better at giving more notice, that's how we roll over here, I guess.
Yeah, and everything's more expensive here too. So
speaking of notice, Walt Disney World, man, a year in advance saying that reservations are going to be limited to none come January 9th of next year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That still sounds so. I'm still don't understand what they're going to do. So what? How's that going to work? They're just going to, you have to buy a date ticket in a certain date range, and then you can go.
So day tickets. Yeah, day tickets. If you buy, say, you want to go on January 12th, whatever day that is, you don't have to pick a park or like that. You can just buy the ticket for that day, and that's your day. And not only that, from my understanding, is you could buy a day ticket and just, but like before the pandemic, you can have that day ticket, and when you want to go to the park and scan in, you can do that. And then they're going to have what they're calling, I think, good days
good to go days.
Which is just a little bit more of what they're already doing, the whole after 2 p.m. But now there's going to be certain days where you don't need a reservation. If you're a Magic Key holder, you can just go.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're rolling out the dining package and a few other things that they're rolling out. But a lot of people are speculating that since the Q2 call, which we're going to touch on that later, since the Q2 call was today, some people are thinking that's why they announced it, and that's why it's almost a year from now, because this is going to help boost some numbers. And realistically, those good-to-go days, they're already kind of doing that, except now it's days you don't need reservations at all, and the whole you don't need reservations for day tickets. So,
My last AP was the Flex Pass because it works better for me, or it worked better for me in Northern California. And so I'd make a reservation for, you know, Saturday or Sunday, but then I'd look on the calendar and then there was like good to go on Friday and Monday.
Right.
And it was perfect, but I only had it for like a month before COVID.
Yeah, you guys are lucky. You get to make payments on it. I have to pay for the whole thing up front because I don't live in California. So that's a bunch of crap. But
yeah.
Oh, well. I mean, you could bleep this out in the recording, but I live in California.
I know a lot of people live in California, so
it's Megan, a big state.
It's big state. And I'm really close. I'm like literally 14 miles from. I could just get, I don't know if a PO box would work. I got a PO box in Wairika if that'd work. Probably not.
Ryan did it, and he lives in Canada.
Oh, okay then.
Yeah, I called him out. I'm sorry,
Megan. How was Walt Disney World?
Oh, it was so fun. It was very fun. We went for the Undercover Tourist Frog Hop. So we're there with them, did a lot of fun activities, had a dessert party at Epcot and got to go on Guardians after closing. And we did an Animal Kingdom party the next day and then breakfast at Magic Kingdom the day after that. It was just, it was very, very fun. And
that Cole's birthday too? That you guys, was that here?
Day before. Yes. The day before I left. Yes.
Club 33, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's for his awesome.
33rd birthday.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it was a dream, you know, for him, and great, great dinner as per usual. Club 33 is so much fun. And then I was able to take my boyfriend to Disney World for the first time. He had never been. So we stayed at the Contemporary, and I just was like, don't get used to this. Like,
right. I got to say, because I watch all your stuff, and I got to say, you've been on with us for a while and you didn't mention your boyfriend a lot. Now that you talk about your boyfriend, you say he's not really a Disney guy, but he's getting there. More and more every time you see him, like, okay.
Baby steps.
It's Evan, right?
It's Evan. Yes.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, Evan, He smiled. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's he so cool.
He's wearing a spirit jersey now.
He's always. What's that?
I said he's wearing a spirit jersey now.
Yeah, exactly. He bought the Mickey hat. He bought the hat.
There you go. That's, I mean, it's just baby steps.
Baby steps. Yeah. And yeah. Disney World, I feel like drinking, you know, in Animal Kingdom, we're drinking in Epcot's a good way to like kind of reel them in. So
that's any way to alcohol helps everything. But yeah, it's cool. But yeah, like I said, we love having you on here, and our fans reach out to us and tell us that they love having you on and your insight and everything. So yeah, so we appreciate you, and we appreciate you taking time every month to come on with us. So thank you for that. Yeah. You want to talk about some news now? Okay, so yes. the first news story, which is off, is where do we get our news from, Joey?
We get our news from the Diz Insider. Check them out on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, everywhere. Great scoops on movies, parks, all that good stuff.
This first news story is just for me, basically. Elizabeth Olsen wins Best Villain at the MTV Movie Awards.
That's cool.
That's really the story. There's nothing else it says about it. That's all it says. Well, and deserved. It says, yeah, well deserved. I mean, she was up against, and I was kind of shocked that I'm trying to see.
Good to know there's still a MTV Movie Awards, I guess.
Well, did you guys see that the MTV News just got shut down? That they, with all these cutbacks and stuff, MTV News of MTV News is going away. They just announced that like yesterday.
Wow.
Best villain.
MTV News, top of the hour, every hour. I was like, my God, that was aggressive.
Kurt Loder. So she was up against some pretty tough competition in this best villain category. Harry Styles from Don't Worry, Darling. Anyone see that?
Yeah. Well, I know who he is.
You know who Harry Styles is, or the movie?
Both. The movie.
I know. Who doesn't know who Harry Styles is? Great. Yeah.
He's a watermelon guy, right?
He's the watermelon guy. Yes. Jamie Campbell Bauer from Stranger Things. Megan from Megan.
Oh, the robot. Yeah.
And then,
and
then the bear from Cocaine Bear was.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. And then, so but Elizabeth also won that category. So
she beat out Cocaine Bear. That's great.
She beat out Cocaine Bear. Did you see that movie, Megan?
No, and I would never see it.
Come on. If you have time, just click on Peacock and watch it, because it's not anything that you think it actually is.
I'm glad Elizabeth won, but I think Tom Hanks should have been nominated for Elvis, because he was such a in Elvis as
Colonel. That's such a good movie.
Yeah.
He was a bit. Yeah. But look, congratulations, Elizabeth Olsen. There's really no other part of that story. I just had to, because y'all know my thing with Elizabeth Olsen.
Did she get a villain for Wanda, or villain for that HBO show?
Oh my God, that HBO show is amazing. I'm not going to lie. But
I'm going to watch it. Yeah.
I think my friend sent me a video, a TikTok of her. She says, I just love playing crazy people. She straight up says that in like an interview, and she's freaking nuts in that show.
Yeah.
Have you seen that show on HBO?
I haven't seen it. No.
Oof.
It's on my list.
It's really good. But yeah.
Congratulations.
I just got sidetracked. Congratulations, Elizabeth Olsen. Big fan. You want to be on the show? Reach out. Multipartpodcast@gmail.com. She's like, hell no, dude. Yeah. So, sorry, I have two screens here at my work, so I'm looking at everything over here. Are we all still excited for Little Mermaid?
Yes, very.
Yeah.
Sure.
Lewis.
I thought it was cool at the, you're probably going to bring it up at the world premiere, seeing Jodie Benson in.
Yeah, I put it on our story.
That was really cool.
When she saw her. And Jodie Benson is like her biggest fan. Yeah. She said, if you haven't heard her, I saw her Instagram today. She says, if you haven't listened to Halle Bailey, right?
Hey Bailey, yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you haven't seen her on, if you haven't heard this song, Listen to Part of Your World, and I just listened to it on Spotify today. She nails that song. I can't wait. I saw the preview in the theater when we saw Guardians last week, and just when she sings, you get the chills. And it's Little Mermaid is like a special part because of my kids and stuff. They were young. My oldest daughter was really young when that came out, and she loved it. But I can't wait. It's going to be so good. I love what I'm not sure about how some of the characters look. We discussed it a few weeks ago. The crab looks, Sebastian looks a little creepy. Scuttles looks really creepy. And Flounder is.
But like, it's, I disagree.
Okay.
It's live action.
That's true.
Look kind of real. Like, yeah, they talk, but also Flounder doesn't look like a fish in the animated version. Neither does Sebastian doesn't look like a crab. They're just this animated thing. So I feel like they have to make it look kind of real if it's live action. That's just my opinion.
And that's what I was saying too. Yeah. I was like, how dare you make fish look like fish?
Yeah.
Right. In our last episode. Like,
yeah.
The blasphemy.
I want to read a couple of the reviews because I guess the premiere was a couple nights ago and then Disney Insider put out about 20 reviews. I'll read just a few of them here. This one says The Little Mermaid is filled with a few great performances from Halle Bailey and Melissa McCarthy, but it's mostly a paint-by-numbers remake that isn't as good as the animated masterpiece. And I think that's the only negative one I see that I've seen on this thing. There might be another, but this is then this person says Little Mermaid is magical. It celebrates everything we love from the original and delivers a very special, mesmerizing experience. Halle Bailey is truly radiant as Ariel, capturing the essence of the character perfectly in an experience you'll treasure forever. Endearing but uneven, doesn't deliver the magic of the animated classic, but there are plenty of creative touches from Rob Marshall to float the audience's boat. Halle Bailey and Melissa McCarthy are great. David Diggs and Awkwafina provide some comic relief. So it's just kind of, and then Zoe Rose Bryant says this is a live action remake of the retains the heart and soul of the story we know and love, and is elevated even further by note perfect star making performances from Halle Bailey. She was born to be on the big screen, and she's why this new take is worth watching. She's getting just all the reviews, so that's so cool, and I'm excited for this.
I can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be so much fun. Look, Little Mermaid's one of my favorite. I think it looks really good. Yeah. What do you think, Joey?
I think it looks really good. I think we've touched it a few times. Like, yeah. I said, the only thing that I've seen from the trailers is I don't think Melissa McCarthy's doing an original character. She's copying Pat Carroll, which is a big mistake, but we'll see it in the movie. I'm looking forward to it. But again, it's like, do we need another live action remake? But everything I've seen of, Halle Bailey as Ariel has been nothing but just amazing from the first trailer. And you could tell they cast her because she hit the notes perfectly for Part of Your World. So I'm excited.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm at work and they just delivered cars and they blocked my car in. That's not good. Yeah. I have to find those keys. That sucks. They just parked it right around my car. Good job, guys. Sorry about that. Yeah, Lewis, what do you think? I know you just want to see it. You don't want to.
I'm on the same boat as like I was Aladdin, where I wasn't completely sold, but then I watched Aladdin and I thoroughly enjoyed it. I think the Little Mermaid could have been done well without having Sebastian, Flounder, and Scuttle. I think they could have figured out a way to really change the story enough to really make it enjoyable. I mean, Aladdin didn't have Abu as much as he did in the animated movie, yeah. And it still worked.
I disagree with you. I think that you need those characters. That's just my opinion.
Definitely.
I mean, if you're going to go paint by numbers, and I love that reference, if you're going to go paint by numbers, yes. But I think they could have gave us a new style story and dropped those characters and made it more its own thing. I mean, we talk about this on Undisputed, where we're like, give it its own thing. Don't just remake it. Mm-hmm. But I am, at this point, I'm waiting to see it and then give further judgment, but I'm not as excited as I was for, say, like Jungle Book or Beauty and the Beast.
Mm-hmm. This is more one I'm more excited for, I think. So I'm looking forward to this one. So, and Megan, you're obviously really excited for it.
Yes, very.
I love the fact they're going to have Ariel in the parks as well. So
yes,
representing the movie. So I think that's amazing. So
I'm excited to see how Halle Berry does as Ariel. I'm excited for that because that seems to be the highlight of all the trailers I've seen thus far.
Mm-hmm. I think she's going to crush it. It sounds like she's going to crush it from everything that I've seen. There's 20 more things on this that says the same exact thing, just worded differently. But yeah.
And I know Skywalker and Sarah gave a she loved it and gave a great review on it. So
yeah. 2 weeks away, I think. Yeah. 2 weeks. So
tickets on sale now.
Tickets on sale now. Absolutely. Last story, then we'll talk some Guardians. This story is kind of the investor call was today, And Megan, do you listen to the investor reports from Disney? I have
no idea it was today. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I gave her a recap in our group chat. I'm actually going to find it because it was really the easy. Give me a second to bring it up.
Well, my phone was going ting 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 ting. Ting
me and Lewis were arguing.
Like, what the hell's going on?
You know, me and Lewis are going back and forth during it, but I put in here quick recap. There's the video of me dancing. That's great, Lewis. Thank you. Here was my quick recap. I said earnings call was an hour ago. Disney's still losing money, but this was expected. The parks are saving the company right now. Disney is closely monitoring the best place for expansion, which we're going to talk about for a little bit. And then Iger basically told Florida to F off and threaten them, which he basically did, which I thought was pretty cool. Are you following that story, Megan, with the Reedy Creek and all that stuff?
No, I'm not.
That's
sorry.
Okay. That's okay. Reedy Creek is the place where Disney World is. It's like they have their own community.
Oh, okay.
It's owned by Disney. Florida's trying to take it over and say, hey, because you didn't support our.
Oh,
yeah. You didn't support our bill, so we're going to take that away from you now.
Yes.
Disney suing them. It was.
Yeah.
Bob Iger, I gained so much respect for him today. I lost respect when he left and then came back and blamed Chapek, but now he's back, and I'm behind this guy all the way now. This guy was great.
You're like, Chapek did screw everything up.
He actually did, yeah. It took me a while to actually figure it out, but so a couple of big things from this today. We'll get into that part of it. Disney wants to buy Hulu. They want to buy the rest of Hulu, and they say by the end of the year that they're going to combine Hulu and Disney Plus on the same app.
Wow.
Yeah. Then they explained, they had questions after, and they asked a question. He said, now let me make sure you understand this. It's going to be one app, yes, but you have to pay for both. Both programs still. So if you have Hulu, you keep Hulu. They're going to basically put it on one interface, which I think is a really good idea. And in my opinion, so it's like you go on Disney Plus and there's a Hulu tab. Instead of like on my TV now, I have to go to Hulu, slide over, click on Hulu, or slide to Disney Plus or Peacock or whatever heck else I have. Hmm. But I like the idea of having them both on the same if Disney's able to buy the other 30% of Hulu, because they own 66% of it. And that's their biggest. Streaming is still down. Streaming is still costing the company billions of dollars. The parks literally are saving the company right now because they're doing so well. That's the only way they're staying, I guess you would say. They're still profitable, but they're just losing money in some parts. They say the third quarter will, from what I gathered, the third quarter will be the roughest because they're still laying people off. There's a lot of severances that they have to pay. Mm-hmm. But the biggest takeaway I got from this is Bob Iger said in his opening statements that they are constantly observing different areas and ways to expand the theme parks. And to me, what that sounded like, it was a threat to Florida to say, if you keep doing what you're doing, well, we're not going to, obviously they're not going to move Walt Disney World. There's no way that they would ever do that. But they can certainly not expand there anymore and expand elsewhere to where it makes more sense for them to not have to deal with all the crap that they're dealing with from Florida. So mm-hmm. they keep what they have there, move somewhere else. So thoughts on that? Just want to go around the room real quick. Megan, if they were to not move anything, but to expand somewhere else, where would you like to see Disney expand, like maybe with some more theme parks?
Oh gosh, that is what a tough question. I mean, first thing that comes to mind is like Texas. That's huge, but I think they would be met with the same problems in that.
I agree. That's the only reason I wouldn't pick Texas, was because right. they would help come up with the same issues, you know?
Right. Yeah. So I don't even know. Does anyone have any suggestions?
Yeah. I would say like Illinois, like Chicago area. I don't know how that area is, but I think that's sent pretty central. It's not
Wind World,
huh?
It'd be Wind World.
Yeah, but I mean, in that area, Chicago, Ohio, that area up there, there's nothing up high. You know, we have the two down here and something up a little bit higher. I think would be cool. Lewis, what do you think? What do you think would be a good spot for?
I was going to say Texas because like Universal's going there. Mm-hmm. A lot of theme parks really digging into the Texas spot, and not only that, it's central, so which gives them a theme park West Coast, Central, and East Coast. Yeah. But at the same time, I wouldn't rule out Vegas. Vegas is buying baseball teams, football teams. Yeah. I mean, oh, now we have a reason to really bring kids and families to Vegas. Like, I mean, that's full circle. So I wouldn't be surprised if you get something like a Hollywood Studios in like Vegas, where it's a half day park, 3/4 day park, just enough to really have some fun. And not only that, they're going to get the traffic from the Disneyland guests, because it's only, depending on where you're at, it's give or take a 6 to 8 hour drive.
Oh, and then, yeah, and then if flights are cheap to Vegas, I mean, you can go to any, you can go to Vegas from anywhere really cheap. Vegas is actually a good idea. I didn't even think about that. I was thinking more centrally, but Vegas is a really good idea.
Yeah.
How about you, Dylan?
I'd be down for Vegas.
Right. Before. There's a direct flight from here to Vegas. So I'm,
yeah. So, you know. Real quick before the park, I just going to say about the Hulu thing. Uh-huh. From what it sounds like, it'd be very similar to the international, how they do Star.
That's what they said. That's what he compared it to.
Because exactly. Ryan, my co-host, he's in Canada, and that's what they use. And we're talking about stuff on Hulu. He's like, I never heard of it. Then he looks on Star. He's like, oh, yeah, it's there. Everything on Hulu is on Star. So I think it'd be an easy transition. Okay. Parks-wise, I think a good idea wouldn't necessarily be a full-size theme park. But to one thing that'd be great, and it'd even be great in Anaheim, too, but themed water parks, I think, would be fun. Very similar to like Blizzard Beach and Typhoon Lagoon in Florida. I'm only bringing that up because here in Sacramento, we got Raging Waters by the State Fair. The California letters are there. Mm-hmm. That used to be in DCA. Mm-hmm. And that park is not opening. So I'm like, if Disney were to buy it and turn it into like a themed water park, I think that'd be sweet. And you could put that all over the country too, just different Disney themes.
Right.
And also in the 90s when they did Disney Quest, that was ahead of its time. I think they could do that again with the technology we have now too.
That's actually I agree with all that. I want to go back on one thing with the Bob Iger statements about Florida, then we'll move on to our getaway and then our game real quick and our Guardians talk really quick, because I'm trying to keep the show around more of an hour now and not go on so long. But so Iger asked a question during this because someone asked him about the whole Reedy Creek thing. He says, does Florida want us to invest more, employ more people and pay more taxes or not? I mean, that's just straight up a baller move. It's just telling Florida, if you don't want us to do this, we won't do it. And I just gain a lot of respect for, we talked on Undisputed about the whole Disney being a woke stuff, and you know, this is the opposite of that. And they're kind of flexing their chest saying, hey, screw you. If you don't like what we're doing, we don't need to do this anymore. So hats off to them.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Thoughts before we move on?
Agreed.
I mean, it's definitely a solid move to say that. But at the same time, I feel like it's almost a point that's like, you already know you're winning. At what point do we start? You know, you're winning this battle. Like, at what point do we start refocusing on the other pillars of Disney that aren't quite as stable? Like, I feel like there's a lot of energy being thrown into this that other things are being left unattended.
Yeah, I feel like that. And like I said in our chat, we can agree to disagree, because I honestly think that by them doing this, they're showing, don't screw with us. And I'm here for it. I like it. Disney gets so much crap at all the stuff that, oh, we changed this, you changed that for this reason, you did this for that. And for them to say, screw this, we're standing behind what we said, let's go. You know, I think I'm here for this whole battle. I like watching some little guy who thinks he can do whatever he wants get his ass beat. I'm not going to lie. You know what I mean? So that's just my opinion, but we can move on from that and talk about more fun things. Like, let's do our quick getaway today break. We'll come back. I have a question about the Guardians of the Galaxy movie, and then Lewis has a little game for us, and we'll be done. Right? Sound good?
Nice.
Let's hear about getaway today.
Well, hello, and welcome to Let's Get to Know Our Sponsor. Getaway Today has been helping Disney vacation dreams come true since 1990. Whether you choose to visit the happiest place on Earth or travel to Orlando and beyond, they want to help you. Need to know the best hotel in the area? What theme park ticket should you buy? Have a last-minute change? No worries. Their travel experts are always here to help. Want to book a cruise and don't know where to start? Hey, they can help with that too. They will help you find the perfect cruise for your vacation, whether it is your first time or you're a well-seasoned cruiser. When you book your cruise with one of the Getaway Today's experts, you will have a dedicated agent to help you every step of the way. They take care of the details so you can have the most fun. Getaway Today has Layway, Peace of Mind Travel, allowing you to cancel or make changes up to 72 hours in advance. You will always have the most up-to-date vacation information, both pre-arrival and upon your welcome. Getaway Today will guarantee the best prices with no hidden fees. And every time you book through Getaway Today, they will donate a portion back to a charitable organization in your area. And so far, over $4.5 million has been donated. So click the link in our show notes to start your Disney vacation planning for more information and the best deals. Tell them Walt's Apartment sent you. And until next time, enjoy the view from Walt's Apartment.
All right. We love Getaway Today. They're awesome. Thank you for being awesome, Getaway Today. Megan, okay. So your post last week about going to see Guardians, which you gave out so much information in that post that you said you're on your way to, I'm not even going to get into what you said. If you want to see what she said.
About summer period.
Yeah. I'm like, what the hell? She's like, I'm going to see this and I'm about to start my period. And I'm like, she doesn't say that. But what were your thoughts of?
So I tell you, emotions are running when I'm walking into this movie. So sorry.
Wow. What'd you think?
About to cry. Oh my God. When I first saw the movie, it was like a week before it came out. Mm-hmm. And I was sitting next to my friend and we just looked at each other literally our faces were like wet.
Yeah.
It's just like, what is this?
Yeah.
I never cried so hard or so many times in a movie, and for many different reasons. So it was, I thought it was beautiful. I thought it was a great, great film. I at the end just was like, that was amazing. Top wow. 3 film for sure.
Yeah.
Saw it a second time, cried again, with another friend of mine. And it kind of solidified that it's definitely like a top 3 MCU film. I think it's top 10 films, because I think any movie that can elicit such an emotional reaction and also just give you, it has a lot of heart. I love those films, and it was fight sequences were just so good.
A fight sequence was really good.
Amazing. Yeah.
If you're listening and don't want to hear, give us like a couple minutes and we're going to talk a few spoilers here. Cause I have one big problem with this movie that everyone else thinks is the greatest thing ever. Mm-hmm. And and I'll say it. And I think the Groot finally talking, I was not there for that. I didn't like it. I didn't like the fact that Groot saying, "I love you guys." I didn't like it. I understand that they tried to spin it. Oh, it's not because we're all part of the Guardians and we understand him as well. Bullshit. Groot always just says, "I am Groot." I don't know if Megan's frozen or if she's in shock that I'm saying that. Because frozen. I thought she was like, damn.
She's like, I'm out.
Yeah, that's she's it. Just like, her face looked like she was so upset. I'm like, okay, but Megan, Groot talking, saying, "I love you guys." Were you okay with that?
She's
muted.
Muted.
There you are. Hello? Mm-mm. All right. So when she comes back, so Lewis.
So I have two answers. I was with you up until like an hour or two before Tribe. When we did the Marvel Tribe, I was the same way. I looked like Leonardo DiCaprio in that movie when he said, "I love you guys." I looked at the screen. I was like, "What the fuck is wrong with you guys? What?"
Yeah. I looked at David. I'm like, "What?"
I was so mad. And then when I forgot where the news came from, but David shared it with us saying, "Hey, that's us realizing we can hear."
Come on, that's lame.
I liked it because, in a way, No. We got a teaser in the first Guardians when he says, "We are Groot." And I was like, okay, so we're starting to learn how to hear him. It would have been better sold if the subtitle, they would have done like subtitles and it said, "I am Groot." And he says that. No. And the subtitles, "I am Groot." But this whole movie, though, is filled with like James Gunn's middle finger to Marvel. Like I was watching a YouTuber that was like really deep diving it.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of things that fans were asking. For instance, why didn't Star-Lord have his helmet? And James Gunn put a tweet out saying that he left in the drawer. But if you recall in Guardians 2, when he was fighting Ego, his mask got cracked in half.
Right.
And the Russo brothers brought it back in Infinity War, which it wouldn't have been there. Right. So I like that James Gunn really kept the storyline of Guardians 1 and 2 and the Christmas special that he set up and kind of just said, hey, you guys ruined these guys in Infinity War. And there was a comment that came out before the movie came out where they were saying that he didn't like the way the Russo brothers handled the Guardians in Infinity Wars. So
we can get that on the tribe, but I just want to know what you thought about that. I love you.
Oh, my bad. Sorry, how's it going on? After that message, I'm in for the I love you guys.
No. Joey.
Well, side tangent real quick. Really, really quick. He directed the Guardians parts on Infinity War.
You know, he collaborated. He didn't direct it.
He was still part of it.
So I think me and Sam caught on to this the quickest.
Uh-huh.
But when Groot said I love you, I said the same thing to my friend. That's for us, because if he didn't say I love you, the Guardians would have been like, "Whoa, he talked." It makes sense. Throughout the whole movie, we bring this up on Marvel Tribe, but Gamora was the whole like didn't understand him the whole time.
Well, that's until
the very end. And when he says I'm Groot, he's like, yeah, it was good working with you too. She understood it, so she was able to understand it. And I still think that was for us. I'm okay with it. I mentioned this before, but scrolling through the credits, the first thanks from James Gunn, it says thanks to the fans.
Yeah,
and so I deeply took that as we understood Groot because we've been so at least because I these are my favorite Marvel movies.
Right.
So that I've been invested in these movies and the attractions and the special for so long, I took it as, yeah, you know, we are Groot.
Megan, did you like that I love you guys part?
I did. But Joey, I never really thought about that. I didn't know that was it possibly is intended for the audience. It's for us and me understanding him. But I'm going to choose to interpret it that way because that makes me like it even more. I didn't.
I thought it was the biggest fan service. I'm like, this is a bunch of crap. And I was so mad when it happened.
It wasn't like the most heartfelt thing. I enjoyed Rocket Raccoon better than I enjoyed I Love You Guys from Groot, you know? Mm-hmm. So, but I like that. I like that, Joey. So I'm going to think of it that way.
All right. Y'all are wrong, but it's okay. No, I'm just kidding. So David sent us a video today. I want to listen to this real quick. Then I'll ask you guys just really quick, and then we'll move on. Listen to this really quick, and I have a question for that. He asks the question. So here we go.
Is Guardians of the Galaxy the best trilogy that Marvel has had so far? Here are the ones that would be in the contention for best Marvel trilogy. You got the Iron Man trilogy, Thor. Now there's four of them, but still there was three. Captain America trilogy with Quantumania. We now have the Ant-Man trilogy. We now have the Guardians trilogy and the Spider-Man trilogy. I don't think Guardians of the Galaxy is.
So basically, he's just asking, those are the Marvel trilogies. Is Guardians, I'll go around, is Guardians of the Galaxy the best Marvel trilogy? Lewis?
No.
Okay. What is?
Captain America.
Okay. Megan, how about you?
I think the only one that is even close in contention with Guardians is Captain America, but I'm still going to have to say Guardians because I like those films a little better.
They're enjoyable. It's weird for me because I think the Guardians movies are really enjoyable and fun. All of them.
And I prefer fun films. I love Captain America though, and especially Winter Soldier, but oh my God, I love that movie. It's also probably in my top four at least.
Yeah.
But I like the Guardians trilogy. I did not like the first Captain America, so that's probably why.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was that good.
Anyway. Okay. Joey, what do you think?
Okay. So, of course, I got to explain a little bit, but I will put Captain America barely above Guardians of the Galaxy, being that Guardians of the Galaxy, like I said, is my favorite Marvel series. I think it's one of the best trilogies in movie history recent. So, but I had to go one by one. So first Avenger versus the first Guardians is way better. Winter Soldier is better than Volume 2.
Mm-hmm.
Then Civil War is better than Volume 3, barely. Yeah. So but it's like that,
right?
For mm-hmm. Captain America, but like Megan said, but my heart goes to Guardians, but as a movie trilogy, so Captain America is barely.
I am okay. Go ahead.
Sorry, the only other reason that I totally agree with you, Joey. Like Civil War and watching that movie in theaters was like a really crazy experience. I also think it's kind of cheating because I'm like, that was that really a Captain America movie or was that the Avengers? Like, put so many characters and you introduced so many characters all at once. Like, congratulations. Like you had us enthralled in this movie, but you cheated. So.
Good point. And then I'll throw the holiday special as a little cherry on top that would leapfrog the Guardians over Captain America.
Is it?
And that's the same thing with me with the Spider-Man. I think the Spider-Man trilogy, the new one, is so good. The first two movies are good. But that last one, you brought a bunch of nostalgia in. And if you're going to give anybody credit in that movie, it's William Dafoe. He really carried that third Spider-Man. And so that one, what you just shared about Captain America Civil War, I thought it was kind of cheating for Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a weird way of explaining this. I think that the Captain America ones tell the biggest story. If that makes sense, you get the most out of those movies to progress the whole thing. But I'm not a purist, but I love the Iron Man movies. The first two, the third one I could do without. The third one I could do without. I mean, I don't need the third one.
The third one, okay.
No, but the I think the two of those are still of. If you had to pick the trilogy, I would say Iron Man because I love Iron Man.
The third one too. It's underrated.
It is, but it's not the best movie ever. Let's be real. But Iron Man, I think he started it all. So I look at it that way as well. So, but yeah, so we all kind of got different aspects there.
Yeah.
Lewis, let's do two of your categories and then we're going to wrap this up. Cause I said, I have to go. Megan's is at home and Joey's at home, just got home and I still have to go home. So let's.
Well, not if you're blocked.
Huh?
Not if you're blocked by the new cars.
Well, I got to go move cars too first. So, so I have to go do that.
All right. So, real quick rundown. It's just an activity, it's not really a game. We got the idea from a few weeks ago.
Let's just do one. Pick the best one you have. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, so the way it's going to work is I'm going to give you guys a Disney movie, whether that's Disney Animation, Pixar, a movie of Disney. And I want you to take a non-Disney movie that you think would best cosplay in that movie. So for an example, we did this on Marvel Tribe and we took Marvel characters, a Marvel movie, and put them into the exact script of a film that we think would mash up really well. So we took Guardians of the Galaxy and had those characters play in the Goonies and then it became the Goonies of the Galaxy. So you got Drax, Star-Lord, Gamora running through the pipes and sewers of the Goonies trying to find One Eye Willie's treasure, but they are acting as themselves, not re-scripting it. It's like they got pulled out of their movie and dropped in this movie for the same adventure. So I'm going to give you a Disney movie and you're going to pick a non-Disney movie that will best cosplay, so to say, in this film.
Okay.
Any questions on that? Does it make sense?
Kind of. We'll let Joey go first so I get the idea.
Damn it!
You can understand.
I'm the most confused one.
You're the most All right, here we go. So I'm going to keep it easy. I'm going to go Big Hero 6.
Can you do something? I've only seen the movie once. Can you pick something else?
All right. I'll go with the next one. Okay. Next one right here is going to be Onward.
Ooh.
Ooh, okay.
What non-Disney movie would you pull those characters out to basically cosplay in that film? So they would be their same personality, but on the adventure that Barley and his brother's on.
Easy. I put Star-Lord and Spider-Man into Onward.
Non-Disney.
Oh.
Lord of the Rings.
Ooh. Lord of the Rings. Okay.
I feel like that would kind of mash up pretty well.
You got Legolas in the the little Chuck E. Cheese like place.
Yeah.
So we got Lord of the Rings, all those characters basically cosplaying on Oswald. Gimli's the one that's not letting you break the statue down. That's tight. Yep.
I'm trying to think, is like Sean would be Big Hero 6. I've only seen this movie once.
Yeah, I'm trying.
I think the pandemic ruined the hype on that movie. That movie could have been something really big.
It was a good movie, but I've only seen it twice, I think. Yeah. I don't understand this game, so I'm just going to say Harry Potter.
Harry Potter, okay.
Yeah. So you're just putting those characters in onward, right?
Yep. So you're going to have Harry Potter same storyline and plot twist as onward. So Harry's looking for his father that he never gets to see, which...
So Harry and Ron are the brothers, I guess. I don't know. I
Lord of the Rings?
I'm so confused. I don't
know. Hey, David, in the comment, this is a good one.
And the Eternals and the Expendables.
See... David says
aloha. He's leaving for Hawaii tomorrow. So, David, have a great time, brother.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, so have the best time. Yeah.
You're going to get laid, too. So, congratulations.
Yeah. There you go. That's right.
So, okay. I will go way off then on Onward, and I'll say Stand By Me.
Oh, dang. Wow. Bucky and Falcon and Bad Boys. Okay. David knows how to play this game. Okay.
Yeah. I just flipped a little bit. See, for me, Onward, I was thinking Ninja Turtles.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
That's a good one. Yeah, I think.
So. Okay, one more. Let's do one more.
You okay with one more, Megan?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
All right, so this one's a little bit
easier
different.
Movie, like one we've all seen, maybe?
Yeah, let me see what I got right here.
All right.
Showgirls. No, I'm just kidding.
All right, Ratatouille.
Oh, I weirdly knew you were going to pick that one.
I got one, but I'll let Megan go first.
Oh, me? Oh, God.
Yeah, ladies first.
Ladies first.
Oh, man.
We just don't know, so we're...
Ratatouille.
Oh, my God. No, somebody else go. It's going to take me a second.
Okay, I got one.
Okay.
Chef.
Oh, okay. I see what you did there.
What?
The movie Chef.
Is that the new one? Or wait, no. What was the one?
The John Favreau one?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
The food truck movie.
I was thinking the latest one with Ralph Fiennes.
Oh, The Menu. That'd be a good one, too.
Yeah. Horror movie. Or like
yeah, I still got to see that movie. I heard that it was really good.
It's very good. Yeah.
Because I still don't understand this game, I'm going to say The Karate Kid.
That's a good one.
That's good. He's like controlling it.
Right?
Yeah.
Thank you, Megan, for backing me up.
That's really
good.
Yeah, he spills spaghetti on himself when she spills spaghetti on him in the first one.
So for me, I had Little Rascals.
Scarlet Witch and Basic Instinct. Oh, my God. This is amazing right here.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, see, David's the...
David knows how to do this. Yeah,
yeah, he's the creator of this game. Yeah.
Oh, that's why.
What are you going to do, arrest me for smoking?
Oh, man.
On that note.
Megan, do you have one for Ratatouille?
The Menu. Yeah.
Okay.
I guess that movie.
So, Lewis, I'm so confused. I'm sorry.
I just picture Little Rascals because Alfalfa was like pointed part. I can just see like a rat just pulling the pointed part of his head just... Sitting there cooking.
Ant-Man and Clueless.
Wait a minute.
Hey there.
That's the same guy. Come on.
He was in Clueless.
He was, yeah.
He doesn't age. Yeah.
He looks no.
I think does that bring us to the end of our show? Do you guys have anything else you want to add in? Megan, where can we find you? Besides all the TikTok.
Handle is themagicalmillennial_ on TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube.
Yes, you do have a YouTube channel. And I love that you're doing like POVs of rides and stuff now.
Yeah, full POVs, couple Disney After Work mini vlogs. Yeah, it's been fun.
So how many times a week do you go?
On average, 3 times a week. I'll be back tomorrow.
All right. So look for Megan live tomorrow night on TikTok or Thursday night on TikTok.
Yep.
She runs around the park with her friends. They have a great time. We appreciate you. Thank you so much for taking the time to come and hang out with us once a month. We really appreciate it. Lewis.
Thank you.
Thank you, buddy. We appreciate you. Joey, you the man. Thank you so much for joining us. And
love you guys.
Oh, love you guys. Come on. You had to hit us with that again. Well, I am Groot. And until next time, we hope you enjoy the view from Walt's apartment. Good night, everyone. See you.
Come to this happy place. Welcome. Disneyland is your land. Here age relives fond memories of the past. And here youth may savor the challenge and promise of the future. Disneyland is dedicated to the ideals, the dreams, and the hard facts that have created America. With the hope that it will be a source of joy and inspiration to all the world.